This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The World of Bluegrass event is underway in Raleigh. It's the first year the five-day convention has come to the Triangle after having a home in Nashville for 8 years. It's a place for musicians, agents, and music lovers to hear the best of bluegrass every year. Craig Havokhurst is here to talk about the World of Bluegrass. He's a music journalist who has worked for NPR and the Wall Street Journal. He now produces a weekly Music Roots show from Nashville, and he's a board member of the International Bluegrass Music Association, which puts on the event every year. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Eric. Good morning.
I wonder if you can tell us what is the World of Bluegrass for somebody who might not know.
It's just the blanket name that IBMA gave to its convention when it launched it in 1990, when it started in Owensboro, Kentucky. And it overarched a variety of things that included the classic collegial meet and greets and expos and seminars, and also showcases where hand-picked bands or bands picked by IBMA for various reasons got to perform in a performance environment for talent buyers. And it's grown and evolved, but it still holds that name.
Why the move from Nashville to Raleigh? How did that come about?
Well, World of Bluegrass has had four homes. It went from Owensboro to Louisville when it needed to get bigger. Then it came to Nashville when it needed to get bigger still. And also it felt right to come to the hub of where the bluegrass business was and where the Ryman Auditorium was, the place where bluegrass had virtually been born on the Grand Ole Opry stage in 1945 and 46. After 8 years in Nashville, the venue began to not seem quite right. The atmosphere never kind of clicked for a lot of us. And I think that there was just a general desire for a refresh. And this is the first World of Bluegrass that'll be in the last great bluegrass state. It's been in Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina fits in the triangle of original states of bluegrass as well as any others. So it's appropriate, too.
The World of Bluegrass starts with the business side of things done behind the scenes, and a lot of industry leaders are here, and I was wondering what it is they're doing before it sort of opens up to the public.
Yes, there's first the kind of conventional seminars you might expect, and they range from staying healthy on the road to negotiating contracts and understanding the rules of publishing. And then one of the real popular things is called Gig Fair, where artists do a kind of speed dating with talent buyers and bookers from shows, festivals, and prominent venues, so they can drop their CD and make their pitch and get to, you know, have a little face contact with the people they most need, which are the folks that could hire them for shows.
So, you know, Craig, WUNC is producing a simulcast from Raleigh with WAMU Bluegrass Country, and we've got Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, the Grass Cats, and Big Medicine, and I wonder if you can help our listeners put these bands into context with where bluegrass is today.
Well, you've named kind of a cross-section of styles. Doyle Lawson is the one that jumped out at me. Doyle Lawson came right out of the band Country Gentlemen and working in a thread that really goes right back to Bill Monroe. And in the vocal styles, a lot of heavy emphasis on gospel songs and real fine musicianship and also stage presence, the beautiful outfits. They're one of the best dressed bands in the business. And I think in all those respects, Doyle Lawson kind of sets the tone for what traditional bluegrass sounds like today.
When the veil of this life is torn, we will wake and be newly born. We will rest in his loving arms when the last of our days shall come.
Craig Havokhurst is a music journalist and board member of the International Bluegrass Music Association. He'll join us again tomorrow morning as the World of Bluegrass Festival continues through Saturday. Thanks for being here, Craig.
It's been a pleasure.
WUNC's live broadcast from IBMA in Raleigh starts tonight at 8. It will be simulcast on WAMU Bluegrass Country in Washington, D.C.
Shall come, we will fly over the mountain top. We will sing with a voice so young when the last of our days shall come. end of our day shall come. We will sing with the voice of young, when the last of our day shall come.